In Oakland, at the corner of Broadway and 25th Street, there's a black building painted with the words God's Gym. Inside, owner Gary Shields leads brutal group training sessions that make his clients beg for mercy. KLW's Tammy Drummond went inside and brought back this story of the man behind God's Gym.
Sink it, sink it, sink it. Yep. Two, one more.
I'm on the training floor at God's Gym, and it's definitely old school. One room crammed with barbells, benches, and ancient weight machines. Those painful grunts? That's Brett Sweeney, struggling through a set of squats under the eagle eye of personal trainer Gary Shields.
Sometimes it don't feel like this place matched the name. The pain we go through here.
God's isn't your typical gym. Gary Shields is both a personal fitness trainer and an ordained minister, which accounts for some pretty unconventional gym rules, like
no dating or flirting in the gym.
Try to get that fine man's number while you're waiting for your next set of crunches, and Shields will show you the exit.
The bottom line is, we're here to get in shape and have a family atmosphere.
Shields is not someone you want to mess with. With his massive biceps, he still looks every bit the champion bodybuilder that he used to be back in the 1980s. And he still keeps up a brutal regimen. Shields starts his day at God's just after midnight. He does cardio and stretches. Then he does something that's not part of a typical trainer's handbook.
I start asking God for his wisdom.
Back in 08, Shields could see one of his clients, Renata Gray, was hurting. Her parents had both died within months of each other, and she was 100 pounds overweight.
And I was on the treadmill, and Brother G, as we call him, comes over in his very gentle way, in that deep tone voice, okay, sis. Okay, sis, so when you want to start working on your health?
Now she's a trim 5'5", 140 pounds. She's part of Shields' early bird 3:30 a.m. workout crew. And she's one of many clients who goes to hear his monthly sermons at Living Word Ministries Community Church.
Find your delight in God, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Shields wasn't always so sanctified. As a teenager in Oakland in the late 70s and early 80s, he was headed for trouble.
I was an angry young man. I had been participating in immoral and illegal, you know, small-time hustles since I was like 13 years old.
But then one day, he discovered weightlifting in a dirty, dusty basement at the Berkeley YMCA. A former Mr. Universe told him he had a bright future as a bodybuilder. So Shields decided to try his luck in an amateur contest in Alameda. The only problem was he had no idea what he was doing.
Well, I didn't know that they had posing trunks, right? So they looked like draws to me. So I got some black draws.
He also didn't know that he belonged in the teenage division.
I'm like 19 then, right? And I get up there with all these men, just as bold, in my black draws with baby on. And I took seventh place out of 32 men.
2 weeks later, he competed with his own age group. And that time, he got himself some real posing trunks.
I wiped out all those teammates. And that was it. I was bit by the bug then.
Shields went on to rack up bodybuilding titles. His dream had always been to start his own gym. So in 1985, he opened the Iron Pit in West Oakland. The name was a reference to the weightlifting area in a prison yard. It made sense at the time. A lot of his clients were ex-inmates. Shields built a team of champion bodybuilders, and he went through a life-changing personal transformation.
I embraced the faith in 1987.
But while Shields might have begun to find inner peace, the Iron Pit was surrounded by chaos. Crack hit West Oakland hard in the late 80s.
So my business started going down. I almost went out of business.
He heard that another gym in a safer area downtown was giving up its space at 25th and Broadway. He scraped together the money for the $1,100 a month lease by selling off his old Corvette and other belongings.
By the time I painted everything and, you know, fixed there, put new carpet down, stuff like that, right? I had $8 left. Good job. I just got married, so my wife didn't know I had $8 left. And I walked in that door, and I worked 42 days straight.
As Shields became more deeply involved in his religious faith, he began to feel like the name Iron Pit no longer fit. So he hired a man to paint the front of the building black to cover up the sign.
And I was praying and praying and praying and asking God, you know, what am I gonna put up here? And I just kept hearing God's, you know.
So that's what he named it.
So some folks left, you know what I'm saying? They was tripping. But a whole lot more people came.
Mark Ibanez was one of those people who came. He started working out at God's Gym 9 years ago.
Gotta get a good breathing rhythm going. This elliptical machine.
What is it like to come to a gym with all these religious overtones?
Well, it doesn't bother me at all. I can tell you that nobody pushes anything on you.
Except maybe for more excruciating reps with the barbell. Shields has been helping people change their lives for the better for the past 30 years. All the while, Oakland has continued to change, too.
So all of this is different.
We're standing on Broadway in front of God's Gym. Shields is remembering all the shops that are no more. The tire rim store, the safe shop, Biff's 24-hour restaurant, where the pimps used to hang out.
The furniture store here. It was a furniture store. Now they're making it some kind of coffee shop.
An exodus of businesses from San Francisco has driven Oakland's commercial leases through the roof. Uber recently announced that it was moving its headquarters into the old Sears building, just down the road from God's. Many people in Oakland worry that the ride-sharing company's arrival will further overheat the market, leading to more displacement. It's why Shields says,
you know, I'm a big saver. I'm always saving, 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 and prepare for the worst case scenario.
But even if he has to move one day, Shields doesn't ever worry about going out of business altogether. He says his motto has always been to invest in people and in God. In Oakland, I'm Tammy Drummond for Cross Currents.